We are now seeing the beginnings of another stage of human evolution. These mutations manifest at puberty and are often triggered by periods of heightened emotional stress.
Thank you, Ms. Gray. It was quite educational. However, it fails to address the issue that is the focus of this hearing. Three words. Are mutants dangerous?
I'm afraid that's an unfair question, Senator Kelly. After all, the wrong person behind the wheel of a car can be dangerous.
Well, we do license people to drive.
Yes, but not to live. Senator, it is a fact that mutants who have come forward and revealed themselves publicly have been met with fear, hostility, even violence. It is because of that ever-present hostility that I am urging the Senate to vote against mutant registration. To force mutants to expose themselves will only further
expose themselves? What is it the mutant community has to hide, I wonder, that makes them so afraid to identify themselves?
I didn't say they were hiding.
Well, let me show you what is being hidden, Miss Gray. I have here a list of names of identified mutants living right here in the United States.
Senator
now, here's a girl in Illinois who can walk through walls. Now, what's to stop her from walking into a bank vault or into the White House? Or into their houses.
Senator
Kelly. And there are even rumors, Miss Gray, of mutants so powerful that they can enter our minds and control our thoughts, taking away our God-given free will. I think the American people deserve the right to decide whether they want their children to be in school with mutants, to be taught by mutants. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is that mutants are very real, and they are among us. We must know who they are, and above all, we must know what they can do.
What are you doing here? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Don't give up on them, Eric. What would you have me do, Charles? I've heard these arguments before. It was a long time ago. Mankind has evolved since then.
Yes, into us.
You're sneaking around in here, Charles. Whatever are you looking for? I'm looking for hope.
I will bring you hope, old friend. And I ask only one thing in return. Don't get in my way.
We are the future, Charles, not them. They no longer matter.
The Charles Atlas course with
dynamic tension
can turn you into
a beast of a man.
Past you, a million years behind you too, a thousand miles up in the air, a trillion times I've seen you there. Your hair is golden, mine is gray. You walk on grass, it turns to hay. Your blood is blue and your eyes are red. My body's strange, but the nerves are can't reach you. I strain my eyes, I can't reach you. I split my sides, I can't reach. Try to get on your seat, feel or hear from you.
distances grow greater now. You drink champagne and pass me proud. You fly your plane right over my head. You're so alive and I'm nearly dead. I can't reach you with arms outstretched. I can't reach you. I crane my neck. I can't reach, trying to get on your seat. Feel all oblivious. Once I caught a glimpse up here, I'm gone in untouched far. Our fingertips touched and then my mind tore us apart. I can't reach you with arms outstretched. I can't reach you. I crane my neck. I can't reach, trying to get on your seat. Feel all you.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Are you John Malkovich?
Yes, I am.
Wow. You're really great in that movie. Oh. When you play that retard.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
I have a cousin who's a retard.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so, as you might imagine, it means a lot to me to see retards portrayed on the silver screen so compassionately.
Thanks. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good night.
When I grow up to be a man, will I dig the same things that turned me on as a kid? Will I look back and say that I wish I hadn't done what I did?
Greatest health threat facing our nation. Nuke. The most addictive narcotic in history.
This station has just received the following transmission from Kane, convicted murderer and leader of the Nuke cult.
People want paradise. And they will have it.
Made in America.
Yeah, we're gonna make that mean something.
Pregnant mothers in Mexico, get back to steal from Monster, baby. Hideous the fall, two-headed monster. Check the ball, yo, magazine, that's a come on. Come on, come on, do a violent war with me. Come on, come on, come on, do a violent war with me. Nazi demons, Nazi youth. Wolverines in dark brown suits. Set each other in an oven and start to go. Blame it all.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Cases, Bob. Did you kill all seven of them dead? Or did you just wing some of them? Now that is you there, Henry Bob, on the cover. The Duke of Death.
It's the Duke.
Duke of Death.
Duke, come here.
You always were a hell and Jesus with a pistol, Bob. But seven of them, boy. And you protect that woman and all that. How the hell do you do that?
It's generally considered desirable in the publishing business to take a certain liberty when you're depicting the cover scene. It is for reasons involving the marketplace, etc.
Well, Mr. Beauchamp, from what I read, this here book, the writing's not that much different than the picture.
Well, I can assure you, Mr. Daggett, that the events that are described in there are taken from the account of eyewitnesses, sir.
Eyewitnesses?
Yes, sir.
You mean like the Duke himself, I guess.
The Duke.
Duck, I says.
You have insulted the honor of this beautiful woman, Corcoran, said the Duke. You must apologize. But Two-Gun Corcoran would have none of it. And cursing, he reached for his pistols and would have killed him. But the Duck was faster. And hot lead blazed from his smoking six guns.
See, I consider that to be an accurate depiction of the events. Albeit, all right, there is a certain poetry to the language which I couldn't resist.
Mr. Beauchamp.
I was in the Blue Bottle Saloon in Wichita the night that English Bob killed Corky Corcoran. I didn't see you there. There are no woman, no two-gun shooters. There are none of this.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there.
First off, Corky never carried two guns. Oh, he should have.
Now, he was called Two-Gun Corcoran.
Yeah, well, a lot of folks did call him Two-Gun. But that wasn't because he was sporting two pistols. That was because he had a dick that was so big, it was longer than the barrel on that Walker Colt that he carried. And the only insulting he ever did was stick that thing of his into this French lady that English Bob here was kind of sweet on. You see, the night that Corky walked into the Blue Bottom, before he knows what's happening, Bob here takes a shot at him. And he misses because he's damn drunk. Now, that bullet whizzing by panicked old Corky, and he did the wrong thing. He went for his gun in such a hurry, he shot his own damn toe off. Meantime, Bob here, he's aiming real good, and he squeezes off another. But he misses, because he's still so damn drunk, and he hits this $1,000 mirror up over the bar. But now, the Duck of Death is as good as dead. Because Corky does it right. He aims real careful. No hurry.
And?
Bam! The Walker Colt blew up in his hand. Which was a failing common to that model. You see, if old Corky had two guns instead of just a big dick, he would have been there right to the end to defend himself.
Wait a minute, you mean that English Bob killed him when he didn't even have...
Well, old Bob wasn't going to wait for Corky to grow a new hand. No, he just walked over there real slow. Because he was drunk. Shot him right through the liver.
Is my fame. You're what I need.
Mother! Mother! Mother!
Mother?
Mother, where are you?
Silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, dear mother. Bates. Doesn't scan, does it, Norman? But a lot of shit around here doesn't.
What are you doing with my mother?
Don't you mean mummy? You did a nice job on her, Norman. Fresh as the day she was croaked.
Why?
Just looking out for you, Norman.
And yourself.
Oh, I have ambitions. Dreams. But dreams don't come cheap these days. I mean, I could have turned Mama over to the cops this afternoon, but all that would have gotten me was a pat on the back for doing my civic duty. Now, girl reporter, she would have shelled out a few bucks, but then she would have taken the lion's share of the credit and parlayed that into a five-figure salary and a big news job. That's fine for her dreams, but what about mine? No, I figure Mama's greatest value to me isn't her value to you.
I don't have that kind of money.
Don't cry poor to me, Norman, with that big piece of real estate up in the hill and this thriving business. Why, if things got tight, you could just sell an acre. Yeah.
Please, Duke. I want my mother back.
Take her. You know what I want. And you know what I'll do if I don't get it.
I know.
Kill you, you little freak!
You think I'm stupid, Duke? Even if I gave you money, you'd still tell on Mother, and no one must know about her or what she's done! She can't help it. She can't help the things she does. She's just an old lady. A sick old lady.
Watch the guitar.
You shouldn't sneak up on a guy like that, Duke. Duke. I didn't mean it. I didn't want to.
You! You made me do this! You're tainted blood in me!
Don't laugh at me, Mother. Don't laugh at me.
आज का मौसम अच्छा है बहुत. What the hell was that?
Hello, hello. How are you? Nice weather we are having today.
Nice weather? You think we're having nice weather? I guess you didn't lose the only one that meant anything in your life. I guess you don't feel burned out by the human misery and despair perpetrated by the criminal vermin that infest every pore of this decaying city, forcing you to guzzle cheap wine and cheaper whiskey to dull the pain that shatters your heart, rips at your soul, keeps your days forever gray. What flavor ice you got today?
Kiwi cherry.
Kiwi cherry. Yuck.
सारे शहर में डाकू लोग हम सबको हैरान कर रहे हैं और हमसे कुछ बचस्सी दारू पी सकता है।
आज का मौसम अच्छा है बहुत।
कैसे हो सकती है मौसम आप अपना कभी भी कोई कीमती चीज़ कैसे मौसम अच्छा है
कैसे हैं आप? बाहर का मौसम अच्छा है आज। Namaste.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any of these in taupe?
No taupe. Beef jerky.
And you call this a convenience store?
I am Musibar.
Open up the cash register. I'll splatter your brains. Take it easy.
Excuse me. These scuzzballs mind if I join in? You're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 173 times or 174? Well, do you feel lucky, punk? You guys gotta get that thing fixed. I know, don't thank me. I'm just a cop, doing his job.
Sitting on a hill side, watching all the people die. I'll feel much better on the other side of the moonlight. I believe in magic. Why? Because it is so quick. I don't need power when I'm hypnotized. Look in my eyes. What are you seeing?
I see.
How do you feel?
I feel real phony when my name.
life goes on here, day after day. I don't know if I am living or if I'm supposed to be. Sometimes my life is so eerie. And if you think I'm happy, paint me yellow. I don't know if the third's the fourth or if the fifth's to fix. Sometimes I deal with numbers. And if you want to count me out.
Dark arms about me. Protect me in your black embrace. I sit alone, an impotent exile. Once this force, this presence returns to torment me. Enter! Ah, Blix, come closer. I am not the most loathsome of my goblins.
Truly, Master.
And is your heart black and full of hate?
Black as midnight, black as pitch, blacker than the foulest witch.
Something troubles me. I feel a presence in the forest, a force I had mercifully almost forgotten.
Must be dread indeed to trouble you, Lordship.
Looking upon these frail creatures, One would not think that they could contain such power. One could rule the universe with it. You must find them for me and destroy them.
What do they look like, Lord?
Let this serve to remind you. The creature is crowned with a single spiral reaching like an antenna straight to heaven.
I get the point, Lord.
Bring the horns to me.
Where should I look, sire?
There is only one lure for such disgusting goodness. One bait that never fails.
What be this bait? Please, you teach me.
Innocence. Innocence.
Baby, give me a chance. shadow light your darkest night. I wouldn't let one drop of rain fall down into your life.
Put your heart in my hand.
Baby, believe me, I could never do you wrong, and I would never paint you all blue. And if sometimes it seems I must have lost my mind, I might be crazy, but I'm crazy about you. I lie for you, and that's the truth.
Just believe in me. I laugh for you, and that's the truth.